Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig McMurtry. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Craig McMurtry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Washington steals second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbard. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig McMurtry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMurtry strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMurtry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig McMurtry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMurtry is 0 for 1 in the game. McMurtry takes first base on ball 4. Benedict moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Benedict moves to third. McMurtry moves to second. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington is walked intentionally. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benedict scores. McMurtry scores. Washington moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMurtry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Craig McMurtry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMurtry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMurtry bunts towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Benedict moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Benedict moves to third. McMurtry moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive towards the mound. Orozco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horner hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Butler now playing left field. Dale Murphy now playing center field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Heap reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Doug Sisk now pitching. Brian Giles now playing second base. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Benedict hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Hubbard moves to third. It's Braves, 3, Mets, 3. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Craig McMurtry. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Terry Harper pinch hits for Biff Pocoroba. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson pinch hits for Brett Butler. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is walked intentionally. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Hubbard scores. Benedict scores. Watson goes all the way around to score. Ramirez moves to second. It's 6-3, Braves. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Scott Holman now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Terry Harper now playing left field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry is hit by the pitch. Foster moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Scott Holman. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gorman, and towards Baylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.